So before I read the translation, I'm going to start reading from the verse 1. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the proprietor of everything. Why did he beg 3 paces of land from Bali Maharaj like a poor man? And when he got the gift for which he had begged, why did he nonetheless arrest Bali Maharaj? I am very much anxious to know the mystery of these contradictions." Shukdev Goswami said, "O King, when Bali Maharaj lost all the opulence and died in fight, Shukracharya, a descendant of Bhrigu Muni, brought him back to life. Because of this, the great soul Bali Maharaj became a disciple of Shukracharya and began to serve him with great faith, offering everything he had. The Brahman descendants of Bhrigu Muni were very pleased with Bali Maharaj, who desired to conquer the kingdom of Indra. Therefore, after purifying him and properly bathing him according to regulative principles, they engaged him in performing the yagya known as Vishwajit. When ghee, clarified butter, was offered in the fire of sacrifice, there appeared from a fire a celestial chariot covered with gold and silk. There also appeared yellow horses like those of Indra and a flag marked with a lion. A gilded bow, 2 quivers of infallible arrows and celestial armor also appeared. Bali Maharaj's grandfather Prahlad Maharaj offered Bali a garland of flowers that would never fade, and Shukracharya gave him a conch shell. When Maharaj Bali had thus performed the special ritualistic ceremony advised by the Brahmins and had received by their grace the equipment for fighting, he circumambulated the Brahmins and offered them obeisances. He also saluted Prahlad Maharaj and offered obeisances to him. Then after getting on chariot given by Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj decorated with a nice garland, put protective armor on his body, equipped himself with a bow, and took up a sword and a quiver of arrows. When he sat down on the seat of chariot, his arms decorated with golden bangles, and his ears with sapphire earrings, he shone like a worshipable fire. When he assembled with his own soldiers and the demons' chiefs, who were equal to him in strength, opulence and beauty, they appeared as if they would swallow the sky and burn all directions with their vision. After this gathering, the demonic soldiers, Bali Maharaj departed for the opulent capital of Indra. Indeed, he seemed to make the entire surface of the world tremble. King Indra's city was full of pleasing orchards and gardens such as Nandan Garden. Because of the weight of the flowers, leaves and fruit and branches of eternally existing trees were bending down. The gardens were visited by pairs of chirping birds and singing bees. The entire atmosphere was celestial. Beautiful women protected by the demigods sported in the gardens, which had lotus ponds full of swans, cranes, chakravaks and ducks. The city was surrounded by trenches full of Ganges water known as Akash Ganga. And by the high wall, which was color of fire, upon this wall were puppets for fighting. The doors were made of solid gold plates, and the gates were of excellent marble. These were linked by various public roads. The entire city had been constructed by Vishwakarma. The city was full of courtyards, wide roads, assembly houses, and not less than 100 million aeroplanes. Wow. The crossroads were made of pearls, and there were sitting places made of diamond and corals. Everlastingly beautiful and youthful women, who were dressed with clean garments, glittered in the city like fires and flames. They all possessed the quality of Shama. The breezes blowing in the streets of the city bore the fragrance of flowers falling from the hair of women of the demigods. Apsaras passed on the streets, which were covered with the white fragrant smoke of Ugru incense emanating from windows of the golden filigree. The city was shaded by canopies decorated with pearls, and the domes of the palaces had flags of pearls and gold. The city always resounded with the vibrations of peacocks, pigeons and bees. Above the city flew aeroplanes full of beautiful women, who constantly chanted auspicious songs that were very pleasing to the ear. The city was filled with the sounds of madangas, conch shells, kettle drums, flutes, and well-tuned string instruments, all playing in concert. There were constant dancing, and Gandharva sang. The combined beauty of Indrapuri defeated beauty personified. No one who was sinful, envious, violent toward other living entities, cunning, falsely proud, lusty, or greedy could enter that city. The people who lived there were all devoid of these faults. Bali Maharaj, who was the commander of numberless soldiers, gathered his soldiers outside his abode of Indra and attacked it from all directions. He sounded the conch shell given by his spiritual master Shukracharya, thus creating a fearful situation for the woman protected by Indra. Seeing Bali Maharaj's indefatigable endeavor and understanding his motive, King Indra, along with the other demigods, approached his spiritual master Brihaspati and spoke as follows. My lord, our old enemy Bali Maharaj has now has new enthusiasm, and he has obtained such astonishing power that we think that perhaps we cannot resist his prowess. No one anywhere can counteract his military arguments of Bali's. It now appears that Bali is trying to drink up the entire universe with his mouth, lick up the 10 directions with his tongue, and raise fire in every direction with his eyes. Indeed, he has risen like the annihilating fire known as Samvartaka. Kindly inform me, what is the cause of Bali Maharaj's strength, endeavor, influence, and victory? How has he become so enthusiastic? Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, said, now this is the verse 28 which we have just recited. Brihaspati, the spiritual master of demigods, said, O Indra, I know the cause for your enemies becoming so powerful. The Brahmana, descendant of Bhrigu Muni, being pleased by Bali Maharaj, their disciple, endowed him with such extraordinary power. This is the beauty of this whole verse. Prabhupada brought right up to this point, 27 verses. And let's read the purport of this. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigod, informed Indra, ordinarily Bali and his forces could not achieve such strength. But it appears that the Brahmans, descendant of Bhrigu Muni, being pleased with Bali Maharaj, endowed them with his spiritual power. In other words, Brihaspati informed Indra that Bali's Maharaj's prowess was not his own, but that of his exalted Guru Shukracharya. We sing in our daily prayers, Yashya Prashado, Bhagavat Prashado, Yashya Prashada, Nagati Kutopi. By the pleasure of the spiritual master, one can get extraordinary power, especially in spiritual advancement. The blessings of the spiritual master are more powerful than one's personal endeavor for such advancement. Nutam Das Thakur therefore says, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kori Akya Aurana Kariya Mone Asha. Especially for spiritual advancement, one should carry out the bona fide order of the spiritual master. By the Prampra system, one can thus be endowed with the original spiritual power coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Evam Prampra Praptam Imam Raja Shivavidu. Om Agyante Mirindasya Gyananjan Shalaka Chakshunamilatam Yintasme Shri Guru Vey Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yen Bhutle Swayam Rupadam Dhati Sapadantikam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shugiraj Swamniti Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shmat Bhakti Vedanta Swamniti Namne. Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Pracharne Shunavadi Pasha Deshtane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrindu. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari. Hari Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari. Narayanam Namaskritnam Charanarotmam Devim Saswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat. Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sindhu Vibhijipatita Nam Parnebhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namaha. Kashyap Muni's two wives, Diti and Aditi. Diti's children are called Daityas, and Aditi's children are called demigods, devatas. Now, devatas are law-abiding citizens. They follow the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the mode of goodness, sometime even passion. But we're demons. They ignore. They're not in mode of goodness. So the children of Diti, Daitya's demons, they're always, it's like criminals. Prabhupada gave example. Law-abiding citizens, and the difference between law-abiding citizens and the criminals. Criminals have all sorts of powers. They have nice houses, nice buildings, everything. But it is not official, it is unofficial. Black market, like in India say. Now here, somehow or other, Bali became very strong. And Indra and all the demigods who were actually running the different departments under the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead of this material universe, they got a huge responsibility. It's not, they are just not ordinary workers or ordinary some heads, department heads. But they actually perform great responsibilities. The responsibility, look at that. We cannot live without water. We cannot live without air. Moment the nature stops, even for one few seconds or few days. If one does not pass urine and stool even for few days, 3-4 days, person in a terrible state. All sorts of intoxication, all sorts of gets in the body. What do you call? Toxics in the body. It's nature who is working. Krishna explains, maya dakshina prakriti. Sute sacharatram. This entire nature is working under my direction. And this working, this controlling this nature, the air, the look at the sun and the moon and everything, you think is automatic, it's not. So they have got a great responsibility to hold this, making this whole universe function. Now they are afraid of demigods here, particularly Bali Maharaj. So he's asking here in this, how come they are so powerful? The strength of the power, the Brihaspati, the demigods, or the guru of the demigods, he is saying the strength is actually in his guru and in the Brahmanas. You see, it's like a woman's beauty is not in a clothes or external beauty. The woman beauty is actually chastity. You see, the Gandhari, the Atri's wife, Anusuya, Sita Devi, this is their beauty. And there's one, I've forgotten the name of the lady. Her husband died, and the Yamraj, they were in the forest. And when the husband died, so she, we used to read the story in the school, in our religious education. Sorry? Satyavati. So then, Yamraj was going to take her, and she said, okay, you know, because she was so chaste, and Yamraj asked, I give you one boon, accept the life of your husband. Ask me anything else. So she was very clever, she said, all right. Give me the boon, I have 100 children from this man. So immediately, he has to give the boon, 100 children. How could he have 100 without the husband? So he revived. This is the power of the chastity of a woman. Similarly, Brahman has got a power. Brahman power is not just simply put a thread around your neck and Guru came and gave a Brahman mantra in his ears. Now you are a Brahman. Okay, now go to the altar. This is external. Brahman actually means Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Who is completely on the spiritual platform. Who is not the bodily concept. We are trying to satisfy our own senses. But a Brahman understands that he is not this body. He is a spirit soul. Now that Brahmana has qualities. Qualities of, if you read Bhagavad Gita, what is the Shamodham Astapeshavacham Shantrajam Jnanam Jnanam Askam Brahmakaram Sabhavajam. 9 qualities of Brahmana. One of the quality of the top quality of Brahmana is truthfulness. And these days people become Brahmana, but there is no truthfulness, lying left, right and center. Austerities, you know what austerities they don't do? Simplicity. A Brahmana becomes powerful when he is completely truthful. He doesn't lie at all. In no situation he lies. That's Brahmanas. But beyond Brahmana, Brahma Janati iti Brahmana, that is Brahmana. But Krishna is Param Brahm. He is beyond this Brahm. So when a person is taking shelter of a Krishna, he transcends this Brahman platform. But he has got all the qualities of Brahmana. So the Brahmanas were very powerful. Descendant of Bhrigu Muni is the one who started this Jyotish Vidya. It's a mathematical calculations. But these days you can't find genuine, Jyotishs. Very rare. It's a mathematical calculations. It's a mathematics. Now he, who is he? He's the son of Shukracharya. Now Shukracharya is very powerful. Shukracharya has attained a power of Sanjeevani. He could revive the dead body back. And how he attained it? He done a whole austerity. He even done so much austerity that practically, I don't know how many thousands of years, he hanged himself upside down. He had a fire at the bottom and that's how he attained. And then Indra came, he said, oh well, he was just about to finish his whole process of his austerity. Last year of his austerity. And Indra got very afraid. He said, if Shukracharya attained this perfection, he can revive these demigods and I will be defeated. So Indra practically came, tried to disturb. He'd done everything, whatever he could do. But Shukracharya was not diverted. His attention was not diverted. And eventually, when he was meditating, he put the red chilies into the fire, yajna. But Shukracharya tolerated that even. He finished the whole process. And what he attained? He attained Sanjeevani Vidya. Shukracharya is the only one who got the Sanjeevani Vidya. Sanjeevani Vidya is the same Vidya which they used. Lakshman revived Lakshman back. But Lakshman Sanjeevani Vidya was different than the Shukracharya has got. Lakshman Sanjeevani Vidya was the remnants of Shabri. When Ram came to the forest, and Shabri was meditating, and it was promised that Ram will come. That Ram will come and give you, Prabhupada says, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to say this, and then Prabhupada used to repeat the same thing. Don't try to see God. Act in such a way, not serve in such a way. Sometimes some devotee is changing the words now of Bhaktisiddhanta even. The actual statement is, don't try to see God. Act in such a way God wants to see you. This is the statement Bhaktisiddhanta made. And then Srila Prabhupada repeated the same statement. He said, don't try to see God. Act in such a way God wants to see you. I heard some people say, serve such a way. No serve. Don't change the words. Don't replace act with serve. Act in such a way God wants to see you. And Ram here came to Shabri. When he was, she became old waiting for Ram. She used to decorate her. She used to pluck the fruits. Maybe Ram coming every time. Today, tomorrow, this minute he will come. This minute he may come. She was constantly endeavoring. So when Ram eventually came, so she cut the bear. Anybody knows the bear English? It's a bear is a fruit in India. Huh? Bear? Berries? Kind of berries. but not this English berries, but it's a bear, it's a fruit, got seed in there. So she would cut that, she would eat, and she will offer to Ram, and Ram would eat. Now she was aborigine, very old, very, her body was very fragile, she could not even, you know, move, her teeth were not in the mouth, whatever, you know, her body became very, very old. But Lakshman, you know, objected, oh my God, why are you eating that, my dear brother? And Ram was smiling, he said, okay, you eat as well. So when he offered to Lakshman, and what he done, Lakshman threw it, he didn't eat. He just said, I'm not going to eat that. I'm like, God, okay, Ram, I won't reject your suggestion, but I'm not going to eat this. So he threw it. He said the same remnants of Shabri became the Sanjeevani Vidya, which revived Lakshman at point. Now here Bali Maharaj became powerful. The power of the Shukracharya, his guru, the power of Brahmins, because of the power, the mercy of a guru, Srila Prabhupada explains here very clearly. That's exactly. We are depending on the a person. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena seva udakshantide jnanam jnanin tatvadarshana. One approaches a spiritual master, render service to him, inquire from him submissively. He will impart the knowledge to you because he has seen the truth. Bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada explains here, Yasya Prashada, Bhagavat Prashada, Yasya Prashada, Na Gati Katopiya. There is no way one can achieve the perfection without the mercy of the spiritual master. That's a power. Bali Maharaj had power of Shukracharya, Bhrigu Munis, descendant of Bhrigu Muni. And what are we doing? Who's our power? Spiritual strength? Prabhupada delivered, it says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started this movement of, it's not new. He introduced, you look, you want to surrender? I teach you how to surrender to Krishna. And these days people got so many ideas. Somebody just told me yesterday, I was sitting with devotees, somehow that he was telling me that sometimes people come on Sunday, and the ego is such that if you tell them, okay, please, sir, you can't take car further, can you kindly park the car on this side? He said, it's a common every Sunday, not on a festival time, on Sundays. I was just told, yes, I was shocked. He said, some people become so angry, they said, oh, so we're not allowed to go park over there? They turn the car, they go back. Can you imagine? And I asked this devotee, I said, really? He said, no, Prabhuji, this is common. Every Sunday that happens. So many people. They become, when we tell them, please kindly park on this side, they become very angry and they say, no, we're going to park there or we're going back. And they make a U-turn and go back. This is ego. This is not the way to approach Krishna. Approaching Krishna means the power you can get, of Guru's mercy you can get. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says one thing. Guru more murakh dekhi karile shashan. Guru sees me as a fool, number one. And he's the one who's controlling me. He was Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They were very, very learned. They were not ordinary people like you and me. We may memorize one or two. We just read every day. We don't even memorize shlokas. But because reading every day, listening Prabhupada every day, the shloka remains in your heart. That's okay. So when we hear devotees every day, and we sing the prayers every day, Yasya Prashada, Bhagavat Prashada, Yasya Prashada, Nagati Katopi. So he stays with us. Now, when we recite this verse to somebody, ordinary person may think, oh, very learned, he's speaking Bengali, he's speaking Sanskrit. But eternally ask us, we are fool number one, isn't it? We don't know anything. But Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they were really learned. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they were really learned. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they really learned. They compiled so much scriptures. If you read the scriptures, it's unbelievable. You can't even understand one few words of Sanskrit. How much they knew. But what is the secret of the power? The secret of power is not just ordinary, just, you know, guru comes, all right, fair enough, I impart, now I give you the power. It's not power like that. We have to have the shelter, take the shelter of the spiritual, of Krishna. And the shelter of Krishna comes under the shelter of devotees and spiritual master, Prabhupada. And the strength of that is, the power of like a woman is in the chastity, power of Brahman is in the truthfulness, austerity, simplicity, these power of Brahmana. But the power of devotee is not how much learned we are, not how big project I may run, or how many people I attract. I sit down. Oh, this is not a big thing. There are so many reciters, professional reciters in India. They sit down and they attract not thousands, 100,000, 200,000 people in one pandal. There's a one guy, he's a cheater there. They catch so many cheaters every day. There was Baba in India. He doesn't even talk about spirituality. He doesn't even talk about even anything. He just sits on an asan. And he's not even wearing any tilak, nothing at all. He asked them, all right, people, Babaji. Then he said, all right, what's the problem? Then he asked him, have you eaten rasgulla? No, he asked him, what do you eat? He said, I ate rasgulla. How many rasgullas you ate? He said, one. No, you should eat 4 rasgullas. And you come, you will get. And then he says, okay, today you eat oranges. And that sort of things. People are fools. People pay for that. He's all famous. You can go onto that. If anybody understand Hindi, it's Nirmal Baba. You can go onto YouTube even. Nirmal Baba. You see, you laugh. He tell people, okay, oh, what have you done today? He said, oh, Babaji, I ate some, oh, challi. Challi hota, buta. Buta mean, you know, cone. Then he will tell, oh, you ate only one cone? You should distribute a cone all to the whole. That's what nonsense people speak. This is not the power. The power of devotee is actually humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. If you want, anybody wants to learn the spiritual knowledge, the shelter of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given a formula. Otherwise you cannot understand. There is no way one can understand the spiritual path. One can attain Krishna, there is no way one can attain Krishna unless has to perfect this. What is that? Chaitanya, even Prabhupada's friend, O.B.L. Kapoor, he asked Prabhupada. He said, please tell me how I can attain the love of Krishna. And Prabhupada was very humble. He said, I don't know that, but I can give you the keys for the love of Krishna. What is the keys for the love of Krishna? Then he quoted the verse. What verse? Anybody knows what verse he quoted? Huh? He says, Trunadapi Sunichena Tarurupi Sahishna Amani Namandein Kitni Sadahari. Chaitanya Prabhupada said to O.B.L. Kapoor, he said, this is the key for the love of Krishna. The mundane power, Shishirada Gokulan Jiki Jai, Sitara Ambakshahuman Jiki Jai. So if one wants to, Shruti Dharma, we were sitting in the Janamashtami time, he told me one thing. He said, we were discussing and he, about some pastimes and he explained. And I heard that before, but I've forgotten, and this wonderful statement he made. He said, the point is, the Krishna, why the Acharya says, why Krishna ate only the butter in Gokul or in Nandagaon? Why he did steal only the butter? He could steal something else. He could go and do something else. any other object in the Gokul. Well, why only butter? Then our Acharya says, the reason he stolen the butter only, because butter is very soft. Butter is very clear. When our heart becomes clear like a butter and soft like a butter, then Krishna steals it. You see that a new cloth you buy in India particularly is called Maya. You know we call Maya? Maya is what you call revive? What do you call? Starch. When the cloth has got a starch, it's very stiff, very hard. Nobody likes to wear it, except some politicians in India. But when you wash and wash and wash the cloth, the starch goes away. And then the cloth becomes very soft. It feels very nice. So as long as we have got starch in our heart, the Maya, same word they use sometime in India, the people use the same word Maya and the starch. Starch, Hindi name is Maya. And illusion name is Maya. Both are hard, isn't it? So if we want the soft, unless our heart does not become soft, the surrender to Prabhupada, a guru, I mean, you know, that doesn't mean Ramanujacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, or Gaudiya Math Sampradaya, anybody approach a bona fide, genuine bona fide guru, he impart the knowledge to you. He will tell you how to practice. And the whole thing is, it's like Lord Ramchandra. When he went with Vishwamitra, Lord Ramchandra is the supreme personality of Godhead. But when Vishwamitra took both of the brothers to kill the demons, they did not ask him a question. Oh, sorry, I am the supreme personality, you are only a Vishwamitra. Challenging things cannot solve. But whenever Vishwamitra said, okay, I want you to, Ram, kill the Tadaka. Ram immediately followed the order. He'd taken this arrow and immediately shot the Tadaka. You see that how this movement even of Hare Krishna started. Prabhupada just at that time came. Devotees were, they just surrendered to Prabhupada. Whatever Prabhupada said, okay, do that. That was the movement was flourishing like anything. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is depending on this particular spirituality power of ours. Whenever we go and speak sometime, you know, I particularly, when I don't know about you, but definitely, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I could speak because Prabhupada has empowered us. Sometimes we go and speak to the scientists or the philosophers or the Mayavadis. There's so many Mayavadis all over India. I saw the Mayavadi all over India. Once I was in Vrindavan, I came out, some big guru of Mayavadis. Something happened. I don't know what happened to us. He was very envious of our Hare Krishnas. And something came up and we had an argument. Now he had so many ashrams, he had so many things And now, what the strength I have got? Nothing. I'm not a scholar in Sanskrit. I'm not a scholar in the scriptures. I simply read and Prabhupada books and I listen and I just share whatever I practice. That's all. Now this man, he was very learned. He's a guru. He's got so many ashrams. Not one or two. I think maybe 10 ashrams or something. But he says something to Hare Krishna and I could not tolerate it. So somehow there. I was very calm, I controlled myself very, I said, I'm not going to raise a voice, let him raise a voice. So I controlled my emotions. So we had his argument, then at one point he said, I am the Swami, I am the Guru, I got so many ashrams, I have got this, I have got that. I said, can I say something to you? So I just left, I said, can I say something to you? He said, what is that? I said, you're talking about so much aham, I am, aham ameti. You haven't even lost your aham ameti. You're still saying my ashrams, my disciples, my followers. I just, sir, I have heard one statement from my spiritual master. And our spiritual master says,
that everything belongs to Krishna. And now you are sitting in Vrindavan, you are claiming everything belongs to you. I think you have to transcend this position of this Ahamameti. Moment I said that, he was furious. He woke up. He was angry. He could not refute. Now whose power was behind us? It's Prabhupada. So that doesn't mean that we become very humble and like that, go to everybody like this, something like something, you know. No, we have to be firm, but we have to be gentle and we have to become humble and submissive and learn the science of Krishna consciousness. And that is the secret. When the heart becomes soft by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then Krishna resides. Everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to me. That's the only way we can get. Not like that guy who had some money in the hand. He said, oh, I offer to God. Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj gives one story, Bengali story. There's one man, he was saying, oh, everything, yeah, God has given me, so that means it belongs to me. All right, fair enough. Okay, God, I offer it to you. He had some coins in his hands. He threw the coins up. He said, okay, God, I'm offering it to you. You catch it, whatever you want to keep. Whatever comes down is mine. That's Maya. Nothing belongs to us. The coins remain up or coins remain down, it belongs to Krishna. It's not for our senses. It's not for our bhoga. Rishikena Rishikesh Sevnam Bhakti Ruchyate. All the senses belong simply for Krishna's satisfaction, not for our satisfaction. If we are trying to satisfy our senses, we are in Maya. If we are trying to satisfy the money in our senses, wealth, house, what is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur singer's song? Anybody knows? Huh? Manasa geho deho je kuchi mor arpule toi Nanda Kishore. Hey Nanda Kishore, my family, my wealth, everything is yours. Mar birak vi jo ichha tumar. You keep me in a poverty stricken, you give me whatever facilities or not, but this is Sharanagati. This is surrender. And it's a beautiful, beautiful philosophy, beautiful movement, because as long as we are Krishna conscious, it's very nice. It's wonderful experience. When we are Krishna conscious, it's wonderful experience. Because chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it's wonderful. But when we involve with politics, when we involve with the status of power and this, that, then it's Maya, then it's not wonderful. Maya is not wonderful. Krishna consciousness is wonderful. So whenever you see I'm in a trouble, that means something is not wonderful. When something is not wonderful, that means we have to tasma sarveshu kalashu mamnu sumarne yuddhicha. We have to go. Krishna says, get out of this, it's a war. Arjun, there's a war. War is always will be here. Mind, always there are some troubles. From health, from wealth, from family, from relatives, from friends. All this war is going to continue. But you have to pace through the war. Bullseye, they say. I don't know how to play darts, but I heard bullseye. So we have to reach to Krishna. Escaping all these troubles, all these problems, and like this, somehow they're straight. And this power, who will give us the power? Power will give from the acharyas, Prabhupada. This is not, when we say guru, this is not guru, this is acharya. It's these sort of personalities do not take birth every day. Gurus may take birth every day. But that acharyas, the whose guru sit in the feet of acharya, these sort of personalities do not take birth every day. That's why there was a lapse between Vedavyasa and Madhavacharya. There's a time difference between them. But we are so fortunate that in our, so recently we had Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur We had Gokshodh Babaji Maharaj. We had Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. We had Prabhupada. Don't take. This movement will go through thin and thick, whatever. This is not, it's very immaterial. Because philosophy of Prabhupada will continue. It will not stop. So our strength is Prabhupada. Our strength is Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj. Our strength is Gokshodh Babaji Maharaj. Our strength is these Goswamis. And what they have done, this is not ordinary. I was just found this statement. I may have written while I was reading sometime. I was just walking by. I said, yesterday, I just picked it up. I made some note. One day I was reading something and I forgotten. It was such a wonderful note. I don't know if you heard this note or not. I don't know where I read it, where I have written it. I don't know. But this note was, growth began with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Growth of Krishna consciousness begins with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And protected and guarded by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This garden, this of this cultivation of Krishna consciousness, garden of it is, it says, growth began with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but his protector and guardian is actually Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and rejuvenated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it was spread by Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And it is broadcasted by Srila Prabhupada. So, I'm going to find this quote where I written this quote while I was reading in my notes. I just found the note today. I said, I'll share it with you. It's a wonderful. Because Srila Bhakti Santa, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan. These personalities, they work Notam Das Thakur, they work tirelessly in Vrindavan. Look how much work they have done. Raghunath Das Goswami. These Goswamis, Bhugarbha Goswamis, these Goswamis, they worked day and night for us. They were not beggars, they were learned, they were scholars. And they deliberately taken just a dress of a mendicant because they didn't have time. It's not that. They just were living simple because they didn't have time. Look at how much effort they have done. So all these Goswamis and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how much he has done for us. Then Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur, how much he done for us. And Srila Prabhupada, how much he done for us. And now we can't even tolerate a little bit of discomforts in our temple or in our society. They worked for us. They worked hard for us. So this gift is not the ordinary gift. So whatever it is, we have to tolerate, we should put our all efforts and spread the holy name of, unadulterated holy name of Krishna consciousness. Nothing, we don't need anything else. Simply only our business is one, that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is our business. Our business is no other business. Nothing else. We are not here to entertain these other Mayavadis and all these sort of people or become very nice or not nice. They may hate us. They hated Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Let them hate us. They don't like Krishna consciousness. But we have to spread Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. This is the gift of Prabhupada. This is the gift of Avacharyas. Take it. There's a power of Avacharyas. It's not only a gift, it's a power of Avacharyas. So I don't know. I just shared it with you, my feelings. I may be, I don't know, sentimental, whatever, or emotional. So, and you would like to ask any question?